7 losses. Coach hirings, coach firings. It's always important to you. It's always important to us. Calgary's only all-sports radio. Sportsnet 960. Text 960-960 to send your message direct to Boomer, Warriner, and Pinder. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that was... Sometimes life gives you a solid. Sometimes you win one. We just won one here.
Big. We just got Mike Babcock's roster to coach.
I don't know how this happened.
I don't either. It came from left field.
But
Mike Babcock.
Maddie, yeah, we...
We're getting the Babcock treatment today.
Now, Maddie Rose, you got to give us the details.
What's, Mike Babcock.
What just happened here? Because I know you brought it up, and I was like, oh, there's a... That's not going to happen, but it happened. What's going on?
You know, sometimes I like to deliver on my promises.
No.
So I actually work at a restaurant as well, at a good old Char Cut.
Yeah.
Got you guys a little bit of breakfast poutine brought in by the diligent and highly skilled staff.
So is there a difference between breakfast poutine and just poutine for breakfast?
Hmm. Good question.
Because it feels like we're just having poutine for breakfast.
You eat it before noon, and that's...
Yeah,
I don't know if you need much more differences.
Either way.
So we got
delicious.
Chicken gravy.
So good.
Duck fat.
French fries. Oh.
So we are crushing poutine, and this show will take a... I mean, hard to believe, but we'll take a sharp turn south. In about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Got anyone that can carry this?
Ooh. So thank you. Thank you for the poutine. Merci beaucoup. We'll do some Did You Know coming up a little bit later on, what you want to talk about. Last night in Winnipeg, the Calgary Flames 3-0 winners over the Winnipeg Jets. Brett Kulak, 2 goals, 1 assist. It's the preseason, and it's
going to win the Norris.
It's a young roster, all of that.
Going to win the Norris.
But here's the thing. Brett Kulak won a job on the blue line last year. Now, granted, Brody injury or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he would seem to have picked up where he left off.
When he...
Can we dump this music?
He made the...
Oh, Pinder.
Uh-huh. That was high.
Yeah. It's not going to be good for your voice.
Is that because you did that surgery the other day that you can hit that high note? Does that have anything to...
It was surgery.
Took away your balls.
Shotgunning a beer. That's what that
is was. That how you...
Yeah. Strain.
If I want to get that high, do I got to go in and see this guy?
Yeah, get him to trim 20, your...
10 minutes. Your, change your life.
What were we talking about?
Brett
Kulak. Look out!
Brett Kulak winning the Norris.
Oh, yes. Well, he played great last year, makes a team, goes down, don't hear from him.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, what? Right? Like,
well, Weatherspoon came up, and we didn't hear from him.
He didn't start the year with the team. Like, Kulak was like, yeah, there were injuries and stuff, but he was playing quite well. Then when they sent him down, you're thinking, well, he'll get a few games. No.
Yeah, Bob was coaching for his life.
Bob
and he
the
knew
builder
it.
Was not so keen on building up young Weatherspoon. No.
So,
I that still don't know where you fit guys in, though. There's what?
Well, especially if you're going to sign Chris Russell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and you're signing Chris Russell. Let's just end that talk. Clean it up there, too.
League minimum, done with it.
So what are you saying? That it's done?
Like, get it over.
Just get it over with because it's going to happen?
League min 1 year? What do you think?
I would do that.
I'd offer that.
Yeah.
Where's his leverage? If he wants to play here so bad?
If you're absolutely committed to playing here, Chris, we would love to have you. Here's 800.
800 grand.
What?
Welcome to town.
Yeah. But
no, you can go play somewhere else if you want. But
six,
if you want to play
ago, you're
here.
Offering me 20 million. No, yeah, I know. Things have changed. Yeah,
you looked awful in Dallas.
You were no good. We got that draft pick. We're good.
Awful in Dallas.
Kulak's playing great. We don't need you. That's the scary part too, though, isn't it? You get Russell.
What if one of your kids look good?
Now you got kids that can't get go anywhere.
I don't like it one bit. What if Yoki Paka looks like he did down the stretch with Hamilton? You're going to play him there, so now you're paying Chris Russell to play with Weidman on your third pair? I'd rather see a kid develop on that third pair.
You're doing anything you can to get Weidman out of here already. So.
And Englund's rotten in the press box. I mean, they're fine. Let a kid earn a job here. Or
yeah, let the kids play.
Let the kids play.
Let them play.
Would you let the kids play?
The kids deserve a chance.
All they want to do is play.
They'd bring some enthusiasm. Excitement.
Kulak's going to win a Norris.
Never.
Ryan Culkin played 25 and a half minutes last
night. Let him play!
Kids gotta play!
Can't sign Russell. We got Culkin.
That's right.
It's more than Trouba. See, Trouba wouldn't be happy here either. Oh, Culkin truth. Playing more minutes.
You want another one? Wait for it.
Oh, is it the KM?
Wait for it. 25 minutes and 22 seconds last night. Kenny Morrison.
Kenny!
Love Kenny!
Let him play.
Let the kids
Let
play.
Let him play! Love South Park!
Gully! Oh my God, they killed Kenny!
Gully! Gotta let him play!
This is about to get right out of control.
What was in that poutine?
No, the mushrooms. Were those the traditional
real
mushrooms?
Are you kidding me?
Wow!
Two nights ago, what's his name? Brian Elliott.
Brad. What's his name? The starting netminder for the local team that you cover?
I went straight to Bob Elliott, but he's a reporter.
Ooh, Bob Elliott.
Elliott. What did he do? He was, 21 saves? 12 saves. 12 for 12. And last night, Johnson makes 21 saves through two. So the starter and backup have not given up a goal.
Bring on the Jennings Trophy.
Here we go. We've got a Norris Trophy candidate and a
Jennings tandem.
Good shot at the Jennings.
Oh.
Which, by the way, Hasek never paid us any of his bonus money.
Why would he do that?
Exactly. Jerk. Oh, it's all you, Dom.
Yeah.
Rest of the team wasn't out there.
Pretty much mostly Dom.
We weren't blocking shots.
How'd that team have done without Dom?
Not very good.
Okay, so now it's what, Vancouver?
We had Rolly.
Oh.
Yes, Vancouver Friday night, and Rhett will be there.
No.
Yes.
Are you getting paid to sign stuff?
Well, but I'm going.
You're getting paid to sign
stuff. Are you getting? Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Are you kidding me?
You're just there.
You're despicable.
You're just despicable.
The worst.
Awful.
I just give and give. That's what I do.
Maybe they're signing Chris Russell so that Vegas can have him next year.
Is that a concern that of what we got to give up?
Well, you do have to expose a defenseman. It'd be Yoki Paka at this point. I mean, more than one. But
how hard would it be to sign someone else?
Well, you'd have to do it before the end of the year.
Which they can do.
You're going to protect Hamilton, Giordano, and...
So now you're all about signing Russell.
I'm not. I'm just trying to figure out why.
Now you want to. What the hell? What are you talking about?
I'm trying to let the kids play.
Pick a side! Are you in or out?
First you don't want him.
No,
I
can't stand Russell.
Trying to make sense of it. Trying to make sense of it.
Wait a minute.
You looked so bloody good in Dallas.
Wait a minute. We might need this guy. Good soldier like that.
That's
leaves,
right. Yeah.
Come back
yeah.
From nothing.
Huh? Huh?
Yeah. Huh? Had a chance at a first round pick.
Yeah.
And you taking pot shots.
What's he ever done to you?
Guys love him. They love him in that room.
Gun in the room.
Pinder, look at me.
Yeah. I'm looking at you.
Why do you hate Chris Russell?
I don't hate Chris Russell. That's not very nice. I'm sure he's a great human.
Have you ever sat down and talked with Chris Russell?
Have you
talked to the guy?
He's a good guy.
Have you spent any time with him?
Good guy.
He's a good Alberta boy.
Bad player, but good guy. Really good guy.
Never had a bad word about you.
That's probably not true.
What the hell was in that poutine?
You smell like melted cheese. Yummy, 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 yummy.
Let's go to break. Sportsnet 960, the fan.
You have the scores on your phone. This is where you get in-depth analysis and opinion on the sports that matter to you. Sportsnet 960, Calgary.
Stop to the TikTok, you don't stop. Stop to the TikTok, you don't.
Poutine, dangerous.
Apparently, that last segment. Was
thank you, Charcut.
I feel a little lightheaded. I feel better now.
Brett's just mumbling under his breath.
Poutine, sure, I'll tell you what. They're pretty good. That now, how many minutes ago was that?
20.
And how ample were the portions, Boom, would you say?
Well, they were solid, yeah.
Like, I mean, poutine. It's heavy stuff. And Rhett, how many orders of poutine have you buried in 20 minutes?
They were there. I've gotten through two, and I'm eyeing up a third.
Milk was a bad choice.
Oh, goodness. It's not going to end well for Rhett.
There's a few hours of shut-eye. In my near future.
Yeah,
is that right?
You're going to be sleeping in the back of your truck, no sweat.
We have a rendition of the Pinder Report coming up.
Mm.
We'll also let you have your say.
Just get Rhett to do that. Keep him awake.
What you want to talk about. Fan feedback line is open. Guys, I haven't tuned in earlier, but I'd like to know who the artist of the day is. Great show. Today's artist of the day is Color Me Bad. Two D's. On the end of bad.
Really?
That's how bad they are.
Oh, that's bad.
Needed two D's. Double D's. Delicious.
Get a life!
All right. Right now, it's time for something that we affectionately call Hey... Did you know?
Hey, did you know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that 70% of all businesses are expected to switch to LED lighting by 2020? Switch gives you the best options now. Switchlighting.ca.
Did you hear that? 70% of all businesses are going to switch to LED lighting by 2020.
Do it now. Save some dough.
Yeah, but before the rush comes, you know?
What, you don't want to save money for 4 years? Are you crazy?
What, do you hate saving money?
What, you like just burning money? That's stupid!
What's the matter with you?
Why are you burning your money?
Be fiscally responsible! Hey! Did you know that Sidney Crosby has now won 24 straight games when playing for Canada? Don't include the exhibitions, but in the games that matter, 24 straight for Sid. Did you know?
I did. I heard Scott Oak mention that last night post-game. Did you know to ideally cook fries in duck fat, you want to layer it about 3 to 4 inches deep in a saucepan and heat it to 375 degrees Fahrenheit?
Oh, I didn't know, but I know how delicious.
Delicious.
Did you know cows don't have upper front teeth?
Where do you find this stuff?
Okay, what?
Cows don't have upper front teeth.
Cows?
Upper front.
That can't be true.
Yeah. Just telling you.
Because horses, they've
for
got...
sure they do.
Horses are chomp.
Cows don't have upper front teeth?
That's what he said. Very big on the anatomical
my research
details.
Has shown me.
Not sure that's a cow.
Is that not a cow?
Mm.
All right.
Donkey?
Hey! Did you know that Yankees' Gary Sanchez tops the list of the fastest players in Major League history to hit 20 career home runs? He did it in just 51 games.
Wow. He must be in some elite company.
That ties in with Wally Berger.
Wally Gerber?
Wally Gerba?
Wally Berger.
Home ice hero?
Man, he's done a lot in his life.
Cripes! Wally Berger.
Gerba.
In 1930. He's a wisecracker.
Yes. Oh, jeez. Oh, Holly, you had me going there. Oh, yeah. Did you know the Red Sox have three players with 110 RBI or more?
It's not a bad season.
That it's the first time it's happened since 1950, back when, oh, Holly Gerpa was hitting home runs and pulling some
pranks.
I was going to ask Matty Rose to play the bet again, but he's elbows deep in some duck fat poutine.
Don't interrupt him.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Did you know pigs can't look up at the sky?
Excuse me?
What?
Pigs can't look up at the sky.
Pigs can't look up at the sky.
They're afraid, or?
It's physically impossible.
They just don't work that way.
Can't do it.
I did not know that.
Now you do.
Does anyone vet these, or is he just, like, streaming?
He's clearly found some website with obscure animal facts. I feel like that's what he's done since
the
segment started.
I go out and I do my research. I know that we do this three times a week, and
yeah,
there's things that people need to know.
Nearby ranches, you're checking the upper front teeth of cows.
Look at that. That pig can't look up.
That pig's having a tough time looking up. Did you know, everyone's excited about 3-0 teams in the NFL. Did you know that a 3-0 team has missed the playoffs in each of the last five seasons?
How many 0-3 have made?
0-3? Well, that's not answering trivia here. This is Did You Know?
So what is it again? Give it to me one more time.
Pigs can't look up.
Not that.
At least one 3-0 team.
Would you let the kids play?
Oh, that is unbelievable. That's the greatest bit of timing you've ever had on this radio station.
Thanks, Boom. Thanks. Hey, did you know grapes explode when put in the microwave?
That makes sense.
Well, yeah, does poof! Just about everything. Oh, God. Is it my turn?
If you want to wrap it up,
I have nothing.
Sure.
I don't know that I have anything left.
Maybe Rhett's got one more, though.
I got one more.
Oh, of course you do.
For all you card sharks out there. Hey, did you know in a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache?
Hey, did you know? Brought to you by Switch Advanced Lighting Solutions. Did you know that an estimated 14,000 workers are injured annually from falling? Keep your workers off ladders with Switch's 50,000-hour rated high-efficiency LEDs. SwitchLighting.ca.
Oh, that's going to be in the Boomsies somehow. Yeah. I mean, we'll wedge it in somewhere.
Best LSD segment.
Oof. Here's the two sides why I love this show. I literally almost just crashed my car. I'm laughing so hard. Did you know this show has been brutal? Can't let you ruin my birthday. Click. I'd wish him happy birthday, but I mean, he's gone.
He's gone.
Jeez, maybe tomorrow.
What a grump. How do you not
like this? This is going to ruin like your birthday. Well, I guess I'll wait till 2017 because those
guys laughing
those
ruined
jerks.
My day.
Hey, what's the matter? Do you want to go out for dinner? No.
They were laughing on the morning show.
Well, I bought you a gift. Do you want to
take it back?
They were yelling for no reason and eating poutine. Stupid jerks.
Delicious poutine.
I'll tell you what, we're not supposed to take a break, but we have to because I need a break. We're going to come back.
Physically or mentally?
Both. I'm damp and I'm flustered.
Touching fabric.
So we're going to break. So when we come back, lots of time for the Pinder Report and what you want to talk about.
Jeez.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hornquist is there in the back. Crosby to Letang. He shoots. He scores.
Thank you for making Sportsnet Canada's number one sports network. He's only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
In some ways, this show has flown by, and in other ways, it feels like this show will not die. When is this show going to be over? I was tired, then I was awake, then I was high, sweating, and now I'm cold, and I'm tired again.
I just overdid it. I went for the third poutine. And
round three of poutine versus Rhett.
Rhett can handle two, apparently. Three.
You're like, Jay's your magic number's three.
Yeah. If you had a good band, I'd say let's just let them play it out. At home. Junk.
So great. Fan feedback line. Did you know this show is hilarious today? You guys rule. You guys are cracking me up. I had to pull over. This is poor radio today. I'm gone. Do better tomorrow. This is a good one. I work with a guy who is new to Canada. He calls this show The Drunks on the Radio. Oh, are you listening to The Drunks on the Radio? Yeah.
Is this the Drunks on the Radio?
Yeah, I like this. Every day. Jay's Orioles, game two of that series goes tonight at Rogers Center. We've got it joined in progress at 6, right after Flames at 5 with Rob Kerr. Derek Wills, the play-by-play voice of the Flames, coming up just after 9 o'clock. He was there in Winnipeg last night for the Flames 3-0 win.
Called the game.
He
watched it. He described that entire
like the whole thing, matchup. Right?
Yeah.
Live. Like, just was standing there and...
One take.
Yeah. Crazy. But so many things went on last night and through the day yesterday. We need to catch you up right now with a rendition of the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And with the Pinder Report, it is Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, good morning, boys. Team Canada in control of the World Cup of Hockey after last night's win in Toronto over Team Europe. Let's have a listen.
Here's Canada with a breakout. Now back to even strike. Bergeron steals the puck. And the back is Getzlaf down the left wing, in front they score. Steven Stamkos with the tip in on Canada's sixth shot of the game, and they lead it 2-0 with 6:40 to go in the first.
It's really not fair when the line of Bergeron, Crosby, and Marchand scores, and then the line of Taves, Tavares, and Stamkos scores.
You know what's great is in Boston, they're like, how do we get Crosby?
Yeah.
Because we got the other two.
Yeah.
Maybe if we had Sagan. Oh.
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the lines of, you know, like Getzlaf, Perry.
Stamkos. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. They're like Couture, O'Reilly.
Yeah, we get it.
It's Duchesne.
Yeah.
Thornton. But the Europeans would make this close in the second period, believe it or not.
Kopitar down the right wing on Petrangelo. He's got his back to the goal. Seidberg with a shot in front. They score! The rebound right to Thomas Tatar.
Oh.
And he has been on fire in this tournament, his third of the tourney. And Canada's lead is cut in half with 13 minutes to go in period number two.
Let the fools have their tartar sauce.
So good this tournament. Thomas Tatar.
Tartar.
Tartar. Tatar.
Tartars.
Close enough. I mean, it's
close.
Slovakian name, I believe. Good try. 2-1 heading into the third. Big goal. Next goal wins. Well, maybe not, but next goal decides whether this is going to be close or not. Maybe overtime. Well, no. Canada would just score it.
Crosby tried to bank it in off the blocker arm of Halak. Now centered in front. They score. Bergeron restores Canada's two-goal lead with 10:36 to go. in the third period.
And so, as we expected, Canada in the driver's seat, a win away from a World Cup championship. Where are we partying Thursday night, where we pour into the streets and take all our clothes off and drink heavily?
Yeah. I'm probably just going to go down to 17th.
Yeah, Red Mile.
And then just come straight here.
Red Mile's convenient. And red color for the team, too. I mean, it seems like a fit.
Makes sense.
You going to be there?
Meet you down there?
Yeah,
of course. I'm there every night.
Be rude not to. So Thursday's the next one. If that one doesn't work, they got the 1st of October, but didn't see that team losing again anytime soon.
Wrap it up, boys. Wrap it up.
Tartar sauce.
Babcock, though, says, geez, a lot of work to do here.
They look quicker probably Mike than Babcock. They were, and we look slower than we probably were. So Mike in Babcock. The end, you know, obviously we got lots of room to get better.
Mike Babcock.
But we came here today to find a way to win a game. We won a game, and so now tomorrow we got to get better again, and so we can take a step.
They got to get better again tomorrow.
Mike Babcock.
Yeah, pick it up.
Good luck being better and winning this thing quickly. Here's Ralph Kruger. Ralph Kruger in the loss.
If you cut the goals out of the videos, there's an even chance opportunity here for us with Canada, which we're... You know, we're proud of that effort and the creation of it, but we're very frustrated, of course, with what and how we gave up the goals we did.
We're very proud to only lose by two, and the chances were kind of even, hey? So if Halak just outplays Price, we can maybe lose in three.
For them, though, like truly that's all they can hope for, is to be within one or close in a third period and then hope for something unforeseen.
Very respecting of the Canadians they are.
We all know the strength of the Canadian team, and we have a lot of respect for the potential in that group. And they did tighten up for a while there, but I thought once we had them 2-1, there was opportunity to bring this game even. And
once we had them 2-1? No, yeah. Remember Kruger was on the coaching staff in Sochi?
No, that's the victory. Hey, yeah. Boys, we got them 2-1 here.
Mm. You know the team's good when we got them 2-1 means we're only down by
one.
That's
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move along. I suppose we'll stay with hockey. Why not? Flames in action last night in Winnipeg. Two household names dominating the score sheet for the Calgary Flames.
Flames banging away. Here's Freddie Hamilton shooting and scoring.
Right. Freddie Hamilton! He rips it home! Beautiful entry in over the line. It's Stockton. They have their earliest goal in team history.
Yeah, it wasn't that early for the Flames, but we saw this in Stockton. He actually looked all right in his prime time last year when he was up at the big club. There's a lot of guys vying for one of those last few forward slots. Why not Freddie Hamilton? I suppose we could play that game. Is he drastically far off what you're going to get from a Bolig or a Hathaway or a Shinkarik? I don't know that this is a guy that necessarily doesn't have a good chance at making this team.
Hathaway'd be the different style.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it depending on what role you're trying to fill, I guess.
Yeah.
What player goes down, then yeah.
I suppose. The other guy making headlines with a couple goals is a blue liner, no less.
4-on-4 hockey for the next 53 seconds. And then when the Jets pedal lead, LaPonne comes to an end. Hold on, here's a goal by the Flames as Brett Kulak from behind the net throws it out in front. It ends up going by Eric Comrie and in, and on a weird one, it's 2-0 for the visitors. Here's Kulak sneaking in. He shoots and scores.
Two for Kulak. So now all we need is a Chris Russell injury in camp, and that opens a spot for them to...
Jeez.
Oh, they haven't signed him yet.
He's not back yet.
Playing well, made the team out of camp last year, all jokes aside. A guy that would be one of the first call-ups you'd expect. He and Tyler Watherspoon would be in that mix. I don't know how close Oliver Shillington is skating north. I think they like him. The decision-making needs to be tuned up a little, but they've got a little depth on the blue line all of a sudden, which is a nice change of pace for the organization. How about this save from Chad Johnson last night? Did you see this on the highlight reel?
Now back to the blue line. Morrissey will walk the line and play it behind his back. Two post move. Winds and fires their shot. Good kick save by Johnson. Rebound. Robbed by Johnson, who dives across the crease to keep the puck out.
Look out.
What a save! Robbed by Johnson.
You get a Lubo reaction like that, you know it's a good save.
Ooh, I smell terrific.
Not wrong. Diving to his left, snaring that out of midair. Pretty nice from Johnson. He and Brian Elliott have combined to allow 0 goals in their preseason action so far.
So all you got to do is score one.
Just clear off some mantle space. Here comes the Jennings Trophy.
82-0, man.
Yeah, I got to like that. Post-game, Kulak wanted to bounce back after the loss to Edmonton.
I thought it was really good. You know, we came in with the frame of mind. We wanted to play with the systems coach was teaching us, and I think we executed them a little better than last night, and it really, really resulted in our victory tonight.
Let's go to baseball. Blue Jays and Orioles opening a three-game set, a big one. Jays entered play a game up on Baltimore and padded a nice little early lead here for Aaron Sanchez, who was starting.
The 2-2 pitch, fly ball deep left field. That's got a lot of arc to it, a lot of carry. There she goes. The Blue Jays are in flight, quickly leading Baltimore 2-0 as Donaldson hits his 37th. There's a drive deep to left center field. Not a grand slam, but yes, sir, there goes a home run.
Josh Donaldson and Zeke Carrera with the early home runs make it 3-1. They'd add a couple more. Joe Biagini came in for two innings of work. No Benoit. Grilly not available. Osuna would have the ninth. This is going to get interesting down the stretch how they bridge starters to Osuna. Certainly not the plethora of options they had before. What else do we need to know? Well, post game, what did Gibby have to say? Really liked Aaron Sanchez again.
Aaron's been good all year. You know, he's really been one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball. He's got to be. I mean, he's strong as ever. He's learned how to pitch. You know, he's got a big arm, moving on his fastball, but he's learned how to pitch both sides of the plate, you know. And
weird year for Sanchez, right? Like, great start. Is he going to get that roster spot in the starting rotation? Is he going to start in the pen? Well, he's in the rotation, but it's not for the whole year. And like, geez, this guy's our best starter. We can't get him out of the rotation. Well, six-man rotation. We're going to give him a skip a turn. Got a blister. How does he look back on 2016?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was really, really well. There's areas that, you know, kind of went north and south, you know, through the course of the year. But, you know, for the most part, everything kind of stayed in keen and, you know, worked well.
And when it's all said and done, he might be pitching a one-game win and you get a best of five, lose, and your season's over as the wild card is set for next Tuesday, which will be a gem.
It'd be him, right?
I don't know. You could argue Hap. I would look back at the performances against Baltimore, and Sanchez has been very good against Baltimore. If it was Boston, which it won't be, Hap's been really good against them. So you look at the matchups, you look at the lineup, what's rest at, how are guys going in their last couple starts?
He's
one of those two, though.
He's slated to pitch the final game.
Yeah. But they also
which you could then...
R.A. Dickey's not in the rotation right now. You could throw him in.
Yeah.
A little farewell to the knuckler before you scratch him from your playoff roster.
Yeah.
Probably how it goes.
Probably.
All right. And tonight, Francisco Liriano, the lefty, really sharp his last few starts, up against Chris Tillman, the de facto ace.
You know who's not? Sorry, Ryan. You know who's not really sharp? Rhett.
Oh, it's hit. It's full on.
Get a bit of the itis there?
Oh, yeah.
Have you noticed, because you've been on here for a good 10 minutes, and he's not muttered a sound since diving into poutine number three.
Feel dizzy.
Cop robbed by Johnson. Who?
Good save.
Yeah. There's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
What's going on over there?
Fell asleep.
Are you nappy poo?
Nappy.
Hmm.
Very nappy.
Do you have anything to do today? Or
no,
are you,
I may not even make it home before I nap.
Yeah. Do you have kind of one of those?
Well, now what's Pinder doing?
Take a cab.
No.
Keys, please.
I'm just going to.
You got a poutine hangover?
Right in the front seat. Turn on that massage chair. Lean it back and nod off.
Pinder, what are you doing?
Someone just delivered some beer to us because clearly we're a little too tight this morning.
What the hell is going on in here today?
See what happens?
What is happening?
Yeah. Someone puts LSD in poutine and feeds us, and now they want to bring us back to Earth with some booze.
Now put a little more in there. They'll go crazy. Put a little more in there.
They won't know.
So thanks to our buddy Chad from down the street.
What are you talking about, our buddy? That looks like a one-man jug.
I was going
to
say,
me.
It's one bottle of beer.
It's huge, and there's these things called cups, which you can, you know, use to fill
if
up from
think
this huge
I'm having
container.
Some of that now? You want to hear snoring?
Then why are you complaining?
So it's like, and again, very generous. Thank you very much for bringing that in. But one guy's taking that home.
Oh, you can have a sip right after work. Though.
No.
Yeah,
no,
it's you good. Can have a glass.
No, I'm not.
Very kind of you to offer.
Am I going to, so to take my third or my 25% of that beer, if we include everyone in the room,
yeah.
Am I just going to take it home in a glass?
And,
no, just have a sip. Yeah. Mm. You're off air at 9.
It's true.
9:11 usually, but yeah.
Not today.
9:08. 9:07.
Well, we missed Wilsey yesterday, so we got to get to
Yeah, cloud of dust and taillights today, which means we best get into what you want to talk about right now.
Talk about. Talk about. Talk about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today but maybe gone tomorrow. Get red hot Ram starting from $23,900 and the Dodge Grand Caravan at payments of only $65. VarsityChrysler.com.
So this is how it works. 96960 on your mobile phone. You can text in and we'll get to it. You're really in a rough spot.
I'm done.
Yeah, like you've housed.
You could
two,
leave, really. I mean,
two plus poutines.
I don't want you to fall asleep.
Feel free to read on.
Is the plural of poutine poutines, or is it just stays poutine? I've had five poutine.
Poutine.
All right, Warner Farm Animal Trivia segment for the win.
Started out with sports, but he's found his little niche there.
Yeah, someone was giving it to me. It's like, you don't know that pigs can't look up at the sky and that cows don't have top teeth?
Duh.
Front middles?
Duh.
Whatever it is.
Upper frontals?
Best on best hockey sucks. Sincerely, Boomer. It does. I'm tired of it.
Give me some mistakes.
Did Chris Versteeg make the Oilers? We don't talk about the Oilers here. Is Jay not going to Mexico because of a past drug charge?
I don't know what the...
I think the official word on that is no comment. Isn't that right. What they said upstairs?
We said we're not allowed to.
What does your 70-year-old security guard think when you guys scream all morning long?
That dude's the best.
I think... She's a great guy. You don't need to worry about him. Her. All right. Hey guys. My daughter Ava loved the shout out you gave her about a month ago. She's not feeling well today. Hearing her name again might perk her up.
Ava, just get some poutine.
Ava, come on.
Put you right back where you need
Guarantee
to be.
You, you're better than the three of us right now.
Poutine for breakfast.
I only watched the first period yesterday, but I thought Ferland looked great. Like playoff Ferland.
This is the perils of preseason viewing. That's why we don't watch.
Yeah.
He looked really good. That would be. So then he won't have another good game till December.
Oh, jeez.
Where is it here?
You're too tired to lay a 2x4 over Ferland's head.
How about that save by Johnson last night?
What? Which one?
No, it was great.
It was
dove across
save.
The goal mouth, got his glove in the way.
Oh! Robbed by Johnson, who dives across the crease to keep the puck out.
Very good save.
Great save.
Did anyone get a hold of Brunt yesterday? We did not.
Yeah, what's going on
He owes
there?
Us one.
He's not well. Yeah.
Maybe he's just in another secret conference in Banff. He's not telling us.
No, I mean, he's been in third world countries and has taken our call.
That's
not
true.
Not feeling well. He says, we'll chat Friday.
That's when he was busting El Chapo, remember?
That's right. I drive a Chevy Beretta, the Cadillac of Cavaliers.
Hadouken!
Stuff. Good stuff.
Let's talk about the uprising of the Calgary Canucks.
Someone wanted me to talk about the Calgary Colts today. Apparently they are absolutely handing people their lunch.
Hey, Pinder, did you leave Montana with the course marshal on 2 feet?
He actually
did you kill a
left
player host
and bought us a round of beers. I think he'd had enough. I can't beat him, I'll join him.
Hey, you guys should talk to Brunt today. You know, there's been two great hockey games, bloggy, bloggy. But, you know, just my thought. We don't just call him up
Just random.
Oh, we should just call Brunt. Like, I know it's hard to believe, but there is some sort of a roadmap to this thing that we do.
Hey, let's stop in at Brunt's house for lunch today.
Yeah, that's easy.
Now it all makes sense. You guys sound like drunks on the radio, and the more I drink, the more your show makes sense to me. Yep.
There you go.
That poutine sounds LSD-licious.
Mm-hmm.
You don't talk about the Oilers? You should, since you're the number one sports radio show in Edmonton. You're probably right.
It's an escape that they need.
He's on a pro tryout. They haven't made a decision yet.
Do they need a guy like Versteeg? I feel like they don't.
Well, if Yakupov's going to be a huge bust and a waste of a first overall pick, maybe he's got a job.
That's a good point.
Can Rhett look up at the sky? Oh, you see what he's...
Not now. Too much poutine.
Where's Johnny located, guys? Rhett needs to give him a call.
I feel like we should call Russell and Goodrow. Get their sides of the story.
What are we going to say to Russell here? Like if I
you could apologize. That's for, what you for should what? Probably do.
Suggesting he should have taken that money July 1? He's out of here.
LMFAO, I can only imagine what your booth smells like after morning coffee and poutine.
Rhett just hightailed it out of here, so some other room in this building is going to smell worse than this one.
All right. That's going to do it today, buddies. Yeah. What you want to talk about?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler, where 0% is here today but maybe gone tomorrow. Get 2016 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams at 0% for up to 84 months and discounts up to $17,000. VarsityChrysler.com.
You're flat footed.
Exploded bag of garbage.
Zoom, zoom.
Hey, Pat, f off.
What a bunch of shit. That is.
I shit my pants last night.
Poopy.
Scary.
Regis. Who's Rob Kerr?
I have no shoes on. I'm sorry.
Vodka beep.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're a ball.
You're a loser. You've always been a loser.
Dead deer.
Thank God no one's listening to this.
I'm a giraffe.
How's your dog?